Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and today is Sunday, September 14th, 2014, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. We're delighted to be back after a pretty extensive hiatus. Now, this evening's topic is that school etiquette. It's our back-to-school etiquette series that we will begin. Will you pass the back-to-school etiquette test? Now, first, on behalf of the new listeners who are joining us for the first time, we want to always talk about what exactly is etiquette, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? We want to go ahead and let you take a listen to find out exactly what etiquette is.
What is etiquette anyway? Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere.
Hello.
Dr. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm happy to be here.
Well, I am so glad that you could join us, as you do quite often. And what is going on is that, I want to do first of all, for those who may be joining us for the first time and they're not really familiar with who you are, if you would just kind of tell everybody who you are.
Well, I'm an educator of 44 years. I've been a teacher, an administrator, a lobbyist, and a school board member. And for the last 20 years, I've been working to improve the safety, cleanliness, and hygiene of school bathrooms for students, and also bathrooms that students use in libraries, parks, recreation centers, swimming pools, and public transportation. So I'm sometimes just called the toilet guy.
Yes, and, you know, that is so admirable. And as a matter of fact, I know that we were the first really to address this topic on my show a few years ago. And, of course, you know that we do continue to discuss it as well. And Tom, I was trying to remember how long ago it was actually when you and I met. We were on a similar mission, and I couldn't remember. I know it's been years because we've done some projects together. Do you remember?
Well, I remember where. I can't remember how long. We were in Clarkston High School. You were in a hallway and teaching people etiquette as a part of a federal program called Title I, and I walked up to you and asked what you were doing, and you asked what I was doing, and we've done projects at Avondale, we've done projects at Druid Hills High School in Decatur, we've done a lot of talking over the years. It's probably been 7 or 8 years now, Donna.
Right, well, wonderful, and I know I was so in agreement with what you're doing about trying to make sure that these bathrooms are in good condition. And, you know, like I said, no one really was really talking about this. And parents, and we definitely want to just give you an idea of just asking your children about the conditions of their bathrooms. But go ahead, Dr. Tom Keating, listen, I know that there have been some wonderful things that have happened over the last couple of months or so with this 20-year you know, mission that you've had. And you, would you talk a little bit about that? I know you've also been in different countries talking
about...
Well,
a couple of things have happened. I have a contract again with the DeKalb County School District, which means that I can help upon request any of the 130 or so buildings and 100,000 students. And the contact person I work with is the deputy to the superintendent, so I have access to being helpful whenever anybody requests at no cost. I also just finished my fourth trip to Berlin, helping the German Toilet Organization. I visited four schools in Ireland where I am attempting to set up a project, and am going back to Ireland the first 2 weeks of December. And then most importantly for your patrons, the County of DeKalb, that is the civil government, not the school district, but the government of DeKalb, has passed an ordinance saying that restrooms in DeKalb County cannot be in bad repair. And I was able to be helpful, and now we're implementing that ordinance. So a lot of things are going on in this 20th year.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to just back up just for a moment. Now, this has taken pretty much 20 years for you to have this, to, you know, for this to be passed. And I know everyone, you know, did not respond to you with loving open arms saying, okay, you know, come to our school and you know, give us your opinion on the condition of our bathrooms. In fact, it was quite the opposite, correct?
Yes, there have been a lot of places where I've been told I can't come into a school, or I've been thrown out of schools once I got there and critiqued them, or I've had my contract torn up a couple of times. But the last year, year and a half, has been better sailing. And I think perhaps what I've also learned from the German Toilet Organization is the worldwide aspect of this issue. And so there are always, like any social effort, to bring about good behavior or a set of guidelines for people. You run into some ups and downs, but right now things are looking up.
Well, I certainly want to commend you on staying the course, because I know it has not been an easy task for you. And I'm sure the children will certainly be grateful as well. And for parents out there listening, I know you're probably wondering, okay, why are they talking about this? Well, how this actually began is that, Tom, you know, you remember your children coming home and running straight to the bathroom. And so quite
Our son never used the school bathroom. He used the nurse's bathroom at Decatur High because there were no doors on any men's stalls for the 4 years he was there. So there was no privacy, no intimacy during the time of need to eliminate. Our daughter was in middle school at Renfro, had no sanitary product dispensers or receptacles. And then our neighbor, Ty Collins, his mother was a teacher in DeKalb. He did hold it in all day long. Unfortunately, 40 out of every 100 middle and high school kids, if you're an average school, about 4 out of 10 kids hold it in all day long, and that's not good for their health. So, yes, it began with those three. I quickly learned, you've told me stories about your wonderful son, and you and I have talked as we've been at various schools in DeKalb County, or as we've talked over the years, because this is a form of etiquette. If you don't flush somebody else's business, then the next kid comes in, turns up his nose, walks out, holds it all day long. If a kid doesn't report some graffiti that's on the walls, the next kid doesn't want to deal with it. So citizenship and etiquette go hand in hand, and this function of eliminating is something everybody has to do. And for some reason, we don't want to talk about poop. But it's something that's very real, and it's very real because it affects concentration and discipline, and it affects the whole outlook of a child, particularly when they're in the embarrassing teenage years.
Absolutely. And I remember you know, we've talked about, well, we've talked about this a few times on the show, and in fact, 1 year, may have been, I don't know, maybe less than a year ago, I remember we had a friend of yours that was a doctor on the show, and he was talking about, you know, what happens when you don't eliminate and so on and so forth. So I know sometimes you may think that children, you know, have ADD or ADHD or can't sit still. It could be possible, but they need to go to the restroom. And so this, we're really continuing to talk about this because we want to bring this into everyone's consciousness that, you know, it's just something that you really don't think about. You know, you may ask your child, how was their day, and, you know, what kind of grades did they receive on their test or something, but how many people ask the children, you know, about the bathroom? And I know you usually have very, you know, a really good way that you generally ask that question to the to children. It's not real generic. And you want to talk about that for the parents that are listening, that they don't just say, well, did you use the bathroom, or what's the bathroom like? That's a lot more safe.
Well, I appreciate that, Donna, and I appreciate, of course, the many times you and I have done projects together. You've been a stalwart in your area, too, and you've also done well in this communication through blog radio. You mentioned a doctor. Yes, I did have a federal grant for a year, and we had Dr. Stephen Hodges, who wrote a book called It's No Accident. And now my wife and I, of 44 years, Lynn, we have our first grandson. He's going to be 2 in October, and so potty training is a very real thing. And after potty training, then school rules dealing with bathrooms are a very real thing. And unfortunately, too many parents say to a child in third grade or so, how was school? And the kid says it was wonderful, and he goes upstairs and plays a video game. What we really have to do with children and with anybody is have a conversation. So you have to say something like, are you still studying nouns with Ms. Smith? And suddenly the child has to engage, well, what's a noun, and is Ms. Smith a good teacher? And particularly when you get to middle and high school kids, because that's when the students and our offsprings want to shun parents away. So you have to figure out more and more ways to have a good conversation, not just 144 characters on a Twitter. So the question I ask middle and high school kids, and of course when I do talk to them about bathrooms, Donna, they think first I'm a pervert because that's a topic people don't talk about. And then they think I'm crazy, but within 3 weeks they're giving me high five or hugging me because they know someone cares. So the question I ask is, when you used the restroom today in school, did you have tissue, soap, and towels? So it's a simple part which covers the elimination, the cleanliness, and taking a towel to dry off and throw it in the trash. And if a child says, I don't want to talk about it, then I do some other things, and then I come back. I say, hey, man, you know, did you go to the bathroom at all today? No, I never go. Boom, you have the answer to your question, right? You have the whole discussion. And then if you go visit your school as a parent, and I like to particularly go with another gender. In other words, take a spouse or a boyfriend or a significant other, girlfriend, and go into bathrooms of both genders, and get away from the front hall of the school. We clean up the front two bathrooms by the principal's office for company, for visitors, for big shots. But go down into a locker room. Go down to the English wing or the science wing. Go over to Redan and go to the four wings that come off the cafeteria. Or depending on your school, make sure that you see restrooms away from the front entrance. And then you begin to understand how to look at them, and you can go on the web page for Project Clean as a parent, and all the materials free, www.projectclean, that's one word, projectclean.us, and there's, if you scroll down under publications link, there's a four-page, five-page document called Four Senses Inspection, which helps you learn how to not just see, but to hear, to smell, and to touch. You don't have to do any tasting in the bathroom. And so if you take that, or if you get one of your friends who's an administrator to look at the Georgia School Restroom Administrator's Checklist, or just read some of the articles that are on there, or look at the videos, parents can come away knowing much, much better than just saying how are the bathrooms. That's not going to get at what we're talking about, Donna.
That is wonderful. So the parents, since we have quite a few parents that do listen to our show, so, and I know you had referenced your work in DeKalb, but we're talking about bathrooms all over Atlanta, Public, Fulton, Rockdale, just all, and all over the country. So we just want to make all the parents very conscious to make sure that, you know, your children are in school all day. You want to make sure that they are able to use the restroom. So if you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, we are in part one of our back-to-school etiquette series, this one being Will Your Bathroom Pass the Back-to-School Etiquette Test? And we are going to take a very quick break, and we will be right back.
Serena Thailand has been serving authentic Thai cuisine since 1990 to Atlanta and the Southeast. First and second generation customers have enjoyed our family recipes and regional dishes of Thailand. Our master Thai chefs hand select only the freshest local vegetables and meat and import select Thai spices, seasonings, noodles, nuts, rice, and authentic Thai ingredients to make your dining experience an epicurean delight. A broad spectrum of that Thai cuisine is offered on the Seren of Thailand menus and chef specials to meet our customers' tastes, dining preferences, and dietary concerns. Seren of Thailand has been built upon our customer satisfaction and will continue to offer the best in authentic Thai cuisine. The Seren of Thailand family invites you to experience our commitment to our customers, the satisfaction of the Thai culture, and the variety of Thai cuisine, and all the extras provided to highlight your visit. Seren of Thailand. Visit our website at www.serenofthailand.com. Once again, www.serenofthailand.com. PDQ Electric, LLC, is a full-service electrical contracting company specializing in both commercial and residential services. These services include home renovations, panel upgrades, and camera installations. Additional services provided are electrical repair, emergencies, new construction, renovations, tenant improvements, exterior and interior landscape lighting, retrofits, and service installations, only to name a few. From design to finish, our experienced professionals will provide the expertise to ensure your electrical project is completed on time, on budget, and up to code. PDQ Electric LLC received a 2013 Best Contractor Award from Home Advisor. Visit our website at www.pdqelectricllc.com. Once again, www.pdqelectricllc.com, or call 404-509-9051. 404-509-9051. PDQ Electric LLC.
Tom, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay, great, great, wonderful. We have already received some emails. I will give out the email address again. It is etiquetteladiesplural@gmail.com, etiquetteladiesplural@gmail.com. And the first one says, hello, Etiquette Lady. Thank you for the info you provide on your show. My family and I missed you over the summer. My daughter, who is in high school, says the girls hate to use the bathroom at their school because only one stall has a door and they don't have any privacy. They reported this to the principal, but nothing's changed. And this comes from Delilah in Norcross, and she has, please help.
Well, we can help, oh. Delilah. Let me encourage her and her parents to call 404-694-2905, and that phone is on my hip, and I will get the details, or they can go online to my last, just go onto the webpage, www.projectclean.us. There's an email, there's a phone number. Have Delilah and her mother agree to contact me. I wouldn't do it without both of them because this is a family, school, community issue. Send me the information of the school. I'll make some inquiries on the phone plus on the databases that are available. And then if they are comfortable, I'll give a call to the head custodian and to the district office that's in charge of replacing the doors. And we'll find out the story of the school through the principal. You have to work with the principal. But I can tell you we can help Delilah at her school in Norcross.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And I'll certainly have you repeat that information a couple more times, Tom, if you would, as well, before we end up. Okay, we have another one. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady, I'm a parent of twin boys in elementary school. One of them holds it in all day because the bathroom is dirty. How can we as parents solve this issue? And this comes from Mrs. K in Minnesota.
Well, I appreciate the chance to talk to some people in other parts of the country. I've done projects in Pennsylvania, Alabama, Nebraska, California, New Mexico. I've done dropout work in Minnesota. The first thing is for the parent to talk to a couple more parents. Don't go at this just all by yourself. Get two or three, four parents at the most. Have a little sit down at a coffee shop or in your house. Go look at the conditions yourself, and if you judge the same as your student judges, then look at the structure of your elementary school. See if there's a PTA there or some form of parent involvement, school council, school improvement council, and see if they have a structure. Sometimes they have a building and grounds committee. Suggest at the next meeting, be a member, but suggest at the next meeting that they have a subcommittee on bathrooms. Get into the current structure of your elementary school in Minnesota. Have them basically look at the conditions, talk it over with them, and if I, as a person who has spent more time on this issue than anybody, I guess anywhere, it could be helpful. They can go to my webpage, projectclean.us, and I'll be more than glad to help the parents of the twin boys in Minnesota.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Our next one says, Dear Etiquette Lady and Dr. Tom, my name is Elmira. I live in Texas. In our school, the bathrooms are very dirty and no one wants to use it. How can we get our administrators to make our bathrooms nice? I'm in the eighth grade. And so as we said before, this is a situation all over the country. You know, it's very obvious.
That eighth grader should do a couple of things. It's probably in a middle school. There may be a student council group there. There may be a boosters club for sports there. The eighth grader should get two or three friends, boys and girls. There may be a school newspaper there. And go in and talk it over with the custodian in that school. Maybe the custodian is disheartened because some kids are urinating on the floor, writing bad things. Students need to work more in teams and partnerships with their custodians because the custodians clean up after kids, and some kids are just nasty. They act nasty. So if this young person wants to get involved through a club, through student government, through a partnership with the custodians, and then the first time a school administrator says, well, you know, there's nothing we can do. It all starts at home. Then you basically agree that it all starts at home, but you go on my webpage, projectclean.us, you scroll down under the link that says publications, and you'll see there's an article, it all starts at home, dot, 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 which means something's left out, and the rest of it says, but it doesn't end there. And Donna, you and I know that just like you taught your son and we taught our two children, etiquette, but that doesn't mean by the time they got with their friends or they got with people who weren't such a good influence or they were kind of slack on their own, it doesn't stop with the training that we give. Plus, you've never trained my two children. I've never trained yours. But together, we can have a better common society and commonplace. So the young lady in Texas can work on this, and I'll be more than glad to help her.
Okay, great. And thank you all for sending your questions. I want to just kind of back up a little bit and talk about what the student's responsibility is in this. And, of course, you know, I've interviewed several custodians, and, you know, some of the things that they're saying is just really, it's horrible. For example, some of the common comments they made is they don't know why, you know, kids are trying to flush an entire roll of paper or of tissue paper down the toilet. An entire roll, just throwing the entire roll in the toilet, is not going to flush. And so what happens is you then go to, you have a plumbing issue at that point. And so then you have the toilets that are just, they're flooding over, okay? And so there's another issue when kids go in, and if it has, you know, flooded over, then if the floor is wet, then you have other issues for that as well. And of course, we know that some of the basketball players, if you will, that think they can play basketball, the little kids that go in, and when you do take your paper towel and you dry your hands, you know, they try to shoot it. A lot of times they shoot it, and it often misses. This is what I'm told. And then you end up with paper towels all over the floor. So when you miss it, it's not like, you know, go back and just take it and drop it in the trash. Oftentimes, you know, as I'm told by a lot of custodians, the kids just leave it and they go on. They've also talked about and made comments about a lot of the times the kids will say, well, so we don't have to clean it up because that's what the custodian's job are. Okay.
That's the basic attitude, Donna, that has to change. Custodians mm-hmm. are not there to clean up after students who are lazy or thoughtless. Custodians are there in case the child cuts him or herself or vomits due to sickness and the normal daily cleanliness. The custodian is a wonderful human being who runs that school, keeps it functioning, along with the school secretary who keeps the phone calls and the paper and all of the issues flowing, and the administrators, the teachers, and the kids. So if a child is throwing a roll of toilet paper into the commode, that child is totally wrong. There's no excuse for it. There's no reason that can be given in my 20 years that justifies that. The difficulty is that 2 to 10% of the kids in a school mess up, and 50% hold their noses and don't do anything about it, and 40% don't even go in the bathroom. So my belief is to decrease the 10% if you're the worst kind of school down to 2, you need more good people dealing with etiquette and common sense and civic behavior. And the first thing is for the custodians to wear name tags and learn the names of the kids, and the kids to respect the custodian, so you don't just think of him as someone picking up after you, but this is someone helping your home away from your own private home to be a nice place. And you have to work on that through the teachers and the administrators and the PTA. You have to give a lot of accolades and attaboys and attagals to the custodians. Speaking another language, you still ought to be able to say his or her name in your language and his language and make that person feel right. The last thing is that if you see a problem and you see bad words that rhyme with duck and ditch on the wall, or you see a paper on the floor, there's nothing wrong with picking up a piece of paper, a towel from the container and picking up a towel. Not a piece of toilet tissue, but a towel. There's nothing wrong with going to the custodian and saying, the bathroom is overflowing, I don't know who did it, but I wanted you to know about it. And we have this stupid belief that you shouldn't snitch on people. And of course, if somebody's doing something wrong, like a county commissioner or a president or a pastor or a kid, you ought to be able to go in and talk privately to the head of that school and say, I want my school to be better. That's not a cool thing. That's not a racial thing. That's just a human thing.
Absolutely. So there's always two sides to the story.
Totally.
We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back in a few seconds.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies@gmail.com.
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We have our special guest, friend to the show, Dr. Tom Keating with Project Clean. We're talking about, is your school, is it ready to pass the back-to-school etiquette test? And we were talking about the children's responsibility as far as making sure that they throw their paper towels away and not throwing tissue on the floor or trying to flush it down the toilet. So you know what, Tom, if you recall, I don't remember which school we were in, but I know when we would go in schools to do the projects, we would always take a tour and just kind of look at all the different restrooms in the building. And I can recall one of the schools, there was no tissue at all in the restroom. And what they had to do was the children would have to go to their teacher to actually, when they were getting ready to go to the bathroom, they would have to go to their teacher and ask their teacher for, I guess, the amount of tissue that they would need in the bathroom. So I thought that was really interesting. But, you know, to really understand why that happened is because of being wasteful and things of that nature. So, you know, there's two different sides of responsibility, and who would not want to be able to go into a restroom and feel comfortable that it looks, you know, hygienic enough to go ahead and use that restroom? So,
there's
parents,
a basic problem, Donna, if I may add, because when you're down to the point where teachers are allocating toilet tissue, you've basically lost control of the issue. And that means that it's not 2% who are messing up your restroom. It's closer to 10. So the teachers basically are not supervising. The teachers refuse to go in and use student restrooms. If we had more adults into the classroom, into the restroom, for example, your average middle school of 900 kids has maybe three or four custodians. But it's got basically 90 adults in the building, kitchen help, secretarial, schedulers, counselors, bookkeepers. If those adults would just once in a while use the student restroom so that the kids didn't know when an adult was coming in, you'd change the climate of that school overnight. And the last thing is that when you're allocating toilet paper, you're basically saying, we are saying that you're close to being prisoners. We can't control the people who are messing up, so we're now going to control Donna's son and Tom Keating's daughter, the good folks, who did not do that at all. And I just personally, after two decades, get a little tired of administrators who can't figure out how to get fifth graders to stop peeing on the floor.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And here again, you know, who else is really talking about this? It's really incredible, especially when, and once again, going back to, you know, some of the children who may be acting hyper or can't be still and we have to go to the restroom. And, of course, you know, we're talking about making sure that, you know, they have physical education, so they're getting, you know, some kind of physical exercise. And then we're talking about changing the diet. And, of course, you know, when you add more roughage and green vegetables and things of that nature, which are very good for you, that causes you to have to go to the bathroom, correct? So can you imagine
And that's the problem, because everybody is talking about obesity. We got too many fat kids. Even the first lady has got a program called Let's Move, which the irony of that is too funny, because she talks about, and all the obesity programs and wellness programs, and every school district in America has to have a wellness policy. And so what they do is they say, eat better, exercise more. Well, if you eat more broccoli and you exercise more by playing basketball, you're going to have something happen to the third E, which is called eliminate properly. No one wants to talk about the third E. I've written an article on the webpage under the publication link at www.projectclean.us, because when you have more roughage and when you have more water in you, you've got to go to the potty. And for some reason, the health teachers, the PE teachers, the civic teachers, the booster club people who are selling junk food after school, more nachos, more chips, and that doesn't do anything except fatten you up and make money. But if we wanted to, we would take an example of, say, the award-winning basketball coach for women at Southwest. She has her kids understand the value of restrooms. Or the coach over at Druid Hills, whom you know, Mark Adams. He actually had me talk to the kids about respecting custodians, and that was written in an article called Flushed with Respect for Restrooms, which is on the webpage. So there are a lot of people who are complaining or doing nothing, and unfortunately there are only a handful who are talking about this because for some reason it's a taboo, and for me it's one of the most basic things that happen to students. They breathe, they sleep, they eat, they move, and they have to go to the bathroom.
Wow. I mean, this really gives you something to think about. If you're just joining us and tuning in, you're having to tune in and hear us talking about bathrooms, that's because we are trying to determine whether or not your school will pass the back-to-school etiquette test when it comes to restrooms. I have another email here. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady and Guest, I have three children in public schools, and they complain about not having tissue and soap in the bathrooms. How can we teach children good hygiene and not provide soap and tissue? Thanks for your positive show. This comes from Caroline and family in Denver, Colorado. Thank you, Caroline, for that question.
The Mile High City, it's just higher up than any other city of its size, and Atlanta is the second highest. The Mile High City has had a school district that I've been familiar with since the 70s when they had desegregation and I was out there studying and working. It's time that parents of every background, Hispanic, Asian, African-American, Caucasian, it doesn't matter. It's time that you basically go in and you do an inspection of your restrooms. And if you don't have tissue, then either the kids are being disruptive and disrespectful, or the district, like when Detroit was in its financial, and still is, would say to people, you got to bring in toilet paper. No, 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 no. What I say is, it's more important to have toilet paper than it is to have a notepad for a sixth grader. So go to that school, work with any other parents who are concerned, form yourself a little committee, call me on the telephone, I'll be able to help with the school. In any school in the country, except for the big five school districts, they are more complicated. That's New York, Chicago, L.A., Miami, and Washington, D.C. That would take a little bit more of my time and energy and maybe going up there to see them firsthand. But a school in Denver, a school in Minnesota, a school in Norcross, these schools can be changed and turned around if you find enough parents who care. And there's material on the webpage. And not parents, excuse me, find enough educators who care. And there's material on the webpage, there's experience, and I'll be more than glad to talk to any of these people who are writing in these good emails, Don, at any time.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tom. And if you would, give out your contact information again, please.
Well, the simplest is to go to the webpage, www.projectclean, one word, projectclean.us. You'll see a telephone number, 404-694-2905. You'll see an email address, Keating, that's like the word eating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G, K before eating, keating.projectclean@gmail.com. And you'll send in any parent can send it in. The man who helps me with my webpage will send it to me immediately. I'll pick up the phone and call you if you have a phone number on your email, and we'll sort out how we best can help. And if I can't help you, I'll tell you. But I know that schools in Berlin and throughout Germany have been helped. I know that issues are worldwide. I mean, half the planet has bathrooms, and they disrespect a lot of them, and half the planet's never even used a toilet, Donna. That's the real issue. The real issue is that we flush and forget and don't care. But if you were in South Africa where I've been, or you were in Ethiopia, or you were in India where I've been, you would really know the value of toiletry and hygiene and sanitation and wellness. And we just basically take too many things for granted, and then we don't know what to do when we have an issue. So if I can be of help in the United States or any of your listeners, just have them reach me either of those three ways.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Tom, for your wonderful information as usual. How do we get, and this comes, we actually kind of covered this, the best way to approach the administrators regarding school bathrooms, of course, that was from Dunwoody, and then how do we get other students to keep the bathrooms clean? A lot of times they throw paper towels on the floor, toilet tissue rolls in the toilet, so on, and that comes from Ben and McDonough. But you basically have actually answered both of those questions, so hopefully
the listeners... Let's take one comment about Dunwoody very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 years ago, it dawned on me that the kid who's at Dunwoody High is also going over to the library, or the kid at Peachtree Middle is going over to a park, into the skate park at Brook Run, and the youngster who's in middle or high school, they're also going to swimming pool complexes, libraries, parks, recreation centers, and the MARTA stations. At least 9 of them have bathrooms now. So if you really think about this issue, if a child goes over to the skateboard park in Dunwoody and writes the same words that he writes at Peachtree Middle, what we've got is we have a civic mess up. And so the parents who are watching their kid or dropping them off at the park, they don't go in the restrooms and look at them. They don't ask the kids the very question, where's their graffiti in there for 8 months, the same word. They're not engaged. And so if the parents want to do something, they've got to go look at those restrooms in every stall, open every door, and then start dealing with the adults, and then start dealing with the kids through clubs and recreation programs and sports. I mean, I don't see why I'm the only guy who can walk into a group of 44 football players and talk about them flushing bathrooms. I don't see why every coach can't talk about that. So... these things in the metro area, and then because we have a county ordinance now, and it's on the book, Section 16, 211 through 215, it's an ordinance, it's a law in the DeKalb County, we can help if adults now have bad bathrooms and bad repair, not just students. So this issue is in place. Hopefully some of the material on the front screen of my webpage will tell them there's a student code of conduct, there's a wellness policy. This is DeKalb County, but there's a wellness policy in every school district in America. It just doesn't say anything about the third E. So I hope next year we're actually talking about more progress we've made rather than the lack of it. And I really appreciate the opportunity you've given me each and every time, Donna, to contribute to your audience's understanding.
Yeah, I so appreciate your information. And, you know, as I said, I certainly appreciate you also just really staying the course. I certainly applaud you for doing that. And I'm sure there are many parents listening. But thanks again, Tom. We're going to go ahead and end your segment. I'm going to talk about, we always, each week, we ask and our listeners to initiate a random act of kindness. And so we're going to just read that one right now.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Oh, this comes from, well, it says, my family and I listen to your show every week, and we try to outdo each other by doing something polite and kind for others. When we went shopping one day, my 8-year-old son held the door for at least 4 or 5 people walking in behind us. I told him I was proud of him and that was really a polite act of kindness. He said the lady on the show that we listened to said to do an act of kindness this week, so I did. Thanks for your show. It's making a difference in our life and family. This comes from Mary Maynard from South Carolina, and her son's name is Devontae. And I certainly do applaud you, Devante, and your mom as well. And thank you so much for sharing. Well, once again, thank you all for listening this evening and spending some of your time with us. We're going to ask you to please join us next week for part two as our Back to School Etiquette series continues. And during this series, we will speak with students, administrators, teachers, the medical community about how to keep your children healthy. And so we are, as I said, the series will continue on next week. We're going to have a few weeks of this. And once again, I want to thank my guest, Dr. Tom Keating of Project Clean. You can feel free to reach out to him. Thank you all for sending in your emails and questions, sharing with us. We certainly do appreciate it. If there's a topic that you would like to hear us discuss at some point, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to consider that topic. Thanks again to our new listeners that have joined us this evening. Thank you for the listeners that follow us, and we certainly do appreciate it. Once again, I'd like to remind you to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold those virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And again, thank you so much. You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time. We'll discuss another exciting topic. Good night.